their attitude, their decisions, their behavior, the way they speak. Just everything is shitty. The shitty glasses are human. But as a leader, it's your responsibility to take them off again and again. Because only those who see clearly can lead clearly. Hello and welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast, your podcast for leading with impact. I'm Stefan, a leadership catalyst with a clear mission. I would like to contribute to a well-led world. And in order to do so, I'm sharing all my experience, including my biggest mistakes, from two very different careers. My first career, 25 years in corporate, where I led 6 people in the beginning and 12,000 in the end. And my second career, where I have been a successful founder of startup number one, my own one, and a successful co-founder of startup number two in the AI industry that I founded about 6 years ago with 6 fantastic partners. Both startups work, although this is, of course, a much smaller team setup than working in corporate. In this entire journey, I learned a ton. I did some things right. I made big mistakes, and I'd like to avoid that you repeat my mistakes. That's why I'm going to share also my mistakes here, if that's okay for you. So today's topic is something that probably all of us are aware of and that catches all of us at times. It's called the shitty glasses. That's the moment when you look through your own fogged, slightly brownish glasses. And suddenly everything about the other person seems wrong. Their attitude, their decisions, their behavior, the way they speak. Just everything is shitty. It happens in teams. It happens in leadership circles and even at the executive level. And it poisons relationships, decisions, and results. It's a typical problem that sticks with you when your own perspective sticks with you. For example, because you only see what you want to see. If you're convinced that your employee just doesn't get it or isn't on board, you automatically look for evidence to confirm your view. That phenomenon is called the confirmation bias, unconsciously reinforcing your own individual view. The result? You talk about other people instead of talking with them, right? Team performance drops. So does the joy of working together. And that's the exact opposite of what you want. Another moment when this problem can emerge is when conflict hardens, when only your own perspective counts. The other person feels strongly misunderstood and pushes back. Pressure creates counter-pressure because humans mirror human behavior. It stops being about what's right and starts being about who's wrong. You stop asking how you can win together and you start asking who's to blame for failure. And what starts as a factual disagreement that might be very productive turns into a relationship conflict. And maybe one further source of moments when I have seen this happen is you just lose trust and impact. When that happens, when you lose trust in others, when they lose trust in you, and when you're losing impact, then sometimes leaders fall back to broadcast mode. They stop listening. They focus on talking, on sending, on broadcasting all the time. And they lose credibility of everyone around them, sometimes even unnoticed. Your team senses this immediately and stops following you out of conviction. They just comply. The spark is gone, though. And they don't perform anymore out of desire, but just because of duty. And one of the root causes may lie in you, in your behavior, and in your own shitty glasses. So now let's switch perspective. Let's talk about how to take the shitty glasses off. By the way, the idea for this episode came by complete accident. She is surprised. When my wife Tanya and I years ago searched the internet and surfed for new props for interactive workshops. And we were looking for props that on the one hand side were engaging and maybe funny, but always have to be relevant and make a point, right? And suddenly there they were. My favorite glasses. The shitty glasses. And here they are. And I said, Tanya, stop. Buy these glasses, please. I want to test them in a workshop. This could just be funny, provocative, memorable, and help people change behavior to a relationship. And then, right next to them, I said, I'll buy those black ones as well. Look at them. The black ones are those flash glasses. Maybe you have seen the movie Men in Black. Maybe you're too young. But my own sons, 25 and 19, they know it. So maybe you've seen it as well. Those flash glasses, or flashlings glasses, they appear in the movie a couple of times. Whenever the men in black, those secret agents, just pull out a quick device, smaller than a smartphone, and they just flash a light after having put on their own glasses to protect their eyes. They just flash a light and whoosh. All bad memory, all shitty memory is gone and is cleared out of your mind. These are the flash glasses. So these are the two glasses you might be wearing consciously or unconsciously when you're doing business. So metaphorically, the one symbolizes a problem-oriented attitude and the other one symbolizes a solution-oriented attitude. Shitty glasses and the flash glasses. Now, how can you use this perspective shift toward a solution? I have three tips for you. Tip number one, consciously change your perspective. Ask yourself, how does this situation look through their lenses? What might be really going on for them? What do they see? What do they think? How do they feel? A short mental role play can work wonders. Tip, ask yourself, let me test drive their glasses for just a moment. Let me share with you a real experience out of my career when I was a marketing director. I already had been a marketing director for a couple of years. I was doing well, I thought, and was preparing for my first general management assignment. I wanted to compete for the first really general responsibility with full P&L, with much bigger responsibility and accountability. And everything looked good. My boss saw me on a strong path. Until one day, everything changed. I got a new boss. On paper, very similar to his predecessor. Both Americans, both male, both in their mid-40s. But in reality, they could not be more different, like day and night. Everything that used to be good before with my previous boss suddenly was bad. And it was really raining shit. It crashed. Almost the entire leadership team lost trust in our leader. We obeyed, but we didn't check in. And for 3 minutes on a Sunday afternoon, I seriously considered quitting. 3 minutes later, I was back in because I thought, well, of course not. You will not quit for this bullshit, right? You will fix this. And then something surprising happened. Our new boss called us all together. He was desperate. He was close to tears, which earned my trust. And he admitted he didn't know how to reach us. And he began listening instead of only talking. He had been in sending modus all the time. He stopped that. He started listening. And I also adjusted my attitude, because I admit, probably for some time, I was wearing the shitty glasses myself. I took them off and started really listening to him. Why? Because I realized that the substance of what he was saying was valuable. The core of his criticism had substance. And one of those cores of criticism was in my area of responsibility, the lack of a true innovation system. Yes, we did innovation, but with extremely limited success. And we had no system at all to create predictable sales and profit growth from innovation. We simply didn't. Together with my team, I built a new one with 5 elements. We launched it step by step, improved it on the go, and 3 years later, that system had led us to increase the profit margin of our regional business with more than 10 countries by 10 full margin points. Thanks also to 2 perspective shifts, one by our boss and one by us. So it can work. Tip number 1, consciously change your perspective. Tip number 2, listen with genuine curiosity. Don't just pretend. Don't just wait until it's over so that you can speak and answer. Listen truly. Listen with the intent to understand. Ask open questions like, how do you experience the situation? What matters most to you right now? What do you need to move forward? What's missing for you to be satisfied? Listen deeply. Confirm that you've understood what you've heard. Confirm what you've understood. Consider asking clarifying questions to further deepen the conversations on your areas of interest. That shows respect and gives you access to information that otherwise you would never hear, right? So tip number 2, listen with genuine curiosity. And 3, focus on the common ground, not on the differences. Actively look for what connects you. For example, that you both want a strong team or a successful project. When you emphasize shared goals, the conflict loses sharpness. You put the relationship above the ego. So in a nutshell, 3 tips for you when anyone around you is caught in the trap of the shitty glasses. Tip number 1, consciously change your perspective. Tip 2, listen with genuine curiosity. And 3, focus on the common ground, not on the differences. So, conclusion. The shitty glasses are human. They happen to everyone, at least sometimes. But as a leader, it's your responsibility to take them off again and again. Because only those who see clearly can lead clearly. So next time a conflict arises, and the next time you fall victim to the shitty glasses, pause, change perspective, and ask yourself, what glasses am I wearing right now? Am I wearing the right kind of glasses? ? If you practice that, you'll experience fewer conflicts, more trust, higher productivity, better decisions, better results, more fun as a result of changing perspectives. So that's what I suggest you consider if you find anyone around you in this situation. By the way, if anyone in your team struggles because someone or many insist on being right all the time and only their own perspective counts, then please feel free to check out our Lightwolf Academy. Years ago, I sat down at this desk and I did not ask myself what's all relevant and interesting in leadership. This would have filled years. I asked myself the opposite question. I asked, what are the very few essential topics that any leader has to master, from intern to CEO? And we identified 6 topics that we translated into 6 courses that are all available online. And those courses include, as course number 4, leading teams. We split it into being a team member and being a team leader. And in this toolbox, you find simple, powerful hacks and tools for better collaboration. Check the show notes of this if this is relevant to you. So that's it for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening. If you liked the episode, please give us a rating now. It really helps us grow. And share it with those people around you if someone in your environment needs to clean their glasses today. Subscribe to the Lightwolf podcast so you don't miss any other episode about leading with impact. Thanks for your time and thanks for turning in today. It's my pleasure to welcome you here in the Lightwolf podcast. See you next time. See you next week. Take care. Stefan.